This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, now that we're easing into the fall season, our guest today offers up some thoughts on utilizing compost for your lawn and garden projects. He's Dennis Patton, Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent. And we've talked before, Dennis, about compost as a quality soil amendment. And you think that homeowners and gardeners can employ that material in these coming weeks.
That is correct. You know, this time of year, we start thinking about in lawns, renewing them for the coming year. We kind of start thinking about the end of the vegetable garden season. And of course, then we start, you know, as gardeners are always optimistic. So what can we do to make our lawns, make our gardens thrive better the next year? And good old organic matter compost is probably one of the best things we can do for our local soils that, as we know, tend to be fairly heavy clay content throughout most of the state of Kansas.
Well, let's say that one has collected compost and been building upon that compost pile. Actually, as one plants a new lawn, soil improvement could be achieved here, you say?
That's correct. We think about a lawn as the soil being fairly stable. You know, there's not a lot we can do for it to help improve it once the lawn's there without starting over. And most of us don't want to take out the lawn, rototill, and start over. We just want to make what we've got better. And one thing you can do with compost is what we call top dressing, ideally done after core aeration of the lawn. But basically what you're doing is spreading maybe up to a quarter to half inch of compost throughout the yard, just kind of, you know, chicken feeding it out there, so to speak, that you're just going to allow that compost, not enough to cover the turf, but enough to give you a nice covering on the thatch layer to break it down. And then, of course, the old adage, kind of the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, and they'll work that compost down into the soil. And so it's just a good way to help improve that organic matter content of the soil. Also, it gives a little bit of mulch buffering if you're going to be putting some seed down this time of year. But it's called top dressing of your lawn with compost, and it's a great thing to do in the fall.
And compost will serve the same causes in our gardening areas as we put the finishing touches, say, on our vegetable production for another year or your flower beds and borders. Once that's all over with, a layer of compost can't hurt anything, can it?
That is correct. You know, one of the best ways to improve our heavy clay soils, we just talked about on lawns, is through the addition of compost. And so as we're cleaning up our vegetable gardens here at the end of the season, one of the practices we a lot of times do is we'll till those, cultivate those to get a jump on next spring. And so a great thing to do is as you're tilling, working those soils this fall, is incorporate, you know, a good 2 to 4 inch layer of compost, organic matter, in that soil, you know, 6-8 inches deep would be ideal because, as I said earlier about the lawn, the same adage applies. That compost makes that soil looser, so it's easier to get in there and till and plant. It holds water and aeration to help provide healthy plants. And, you know, the sad part about compost is it's sometimes short-lasting, so it's almost like we have to do this almost every year. And then over time, we slowly get those benefits for a healthier garden, one that's easier to work and till.
It does pay off. And if one does not have on hand their own compost resource, there are places they can find compost probably more handily than they know, you say.
Yeah, there are. You know, there are several municipalities throughout the state that have composting programs as a way to divert that from their local landfills or trash streams. And so a lot of times they will give those materials away for free or very low cost. Of course, you can also go out and buy bagged compost from garden centers. Now, unfortunately, that's going to be the most expensive way of bringing compost into your yard. But, you know, Mr. Frugal Gardener, me, I like to either make my own in my backyard or search out those free, low-cost sources that provide the nutrient-rich material that we want to add to our soils.
Dennis, as always, thanks for checking in, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Eric.
That's Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent Dennis Patton on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension, over this, the K-State Radio Network.